Exclusive, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. We revolutionized campaigning in Hispanic communities. By Catherine Hamilton on November 6, 2022. Former President Donald Trump's inroads with Hispanic and Latino voters in 2020 appears to be much more than a passing phase or a temporary referendum on far-left leadership. And rather than allowing a mass exodus to lose steam, the Republican National Committee, RNC, has revolutionized campaign in Hispanic communities ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told Breitbart News. Ahead of Election Day, the RNC is putting in the work and resources to engage with the Hispanic community and earn every vote. From our dozens of community centers across the country to reaching voters at their doorstep and speaking their language, the RNC revolutionized campaigning in Hispanic communities, McDaniel said. The Republican Party has always been the home for freedom and opportunity, and we will continue to champion those values while fighting for school choice, entrepreneurship, religious freedom, and the removal of barriers that impede opportunities to realize the American dream, she continued. The RNC has been steadily helping to juice conservative grassroots efforts across a variety of areas, becoming a worthy foe of Democrats' enduring web of grassroots organizations, activists, and left-wing billionaires. Much like its establishment of an extensive election integrity apparatus following the 2020 presidential election, the RNC has waged a multi-million dollar campaign to appeal to Hispanic and Latino voters. Breitbart News learned that, cycle to date, the RNC has made more than 23.7 million voter contact attempts to Hispanic voters. The committee has also opened 21 Hispanic community centers across the county, where it has hosted more than 5,000 events with minority communities. Many of those events have featured strong GOP candidates from high-stakes elections across the country. Moreover, the committee spearheaded the rollout of the campaign Sidekick app in Spanish and launched the Republican Civics Initiative, RCI, which the RNC says is designed to help future voters prepare for the civics portion of the naturalization test. Community center staff across the country will be given training materials adapted from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, civics curriculum and will be trained by the RNC's strategic initiatives staff who are certified USIS instructors. The RNC additionally went all out for Hispanic Heritage Month, holding more than 130 events and launching a five-figure ad on print, radio, television, and digital platforms. The ad buy included print ads in more than a dozen Hispanic newspapers, Hispanic radio stations, and television in battleground states including Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, and Colorado. According to RNC, Republicans have cut Democrats' lead with Hispanics in half. Polling from NBC/Telemundo Indeed shows Democrats leading Republicans by more than 20 points among the bloc, a lead that used to be much wider. Democrats have arguably laid the groundwork for more departures from a voting bloc they have taken for granted. And like most voters in President Joe Biden's America, Hispanic voters are not pleased with the economy, crime, and the border. Overall, more than half, 54%, of registered Latino voters disapprove of Biden's job as president while 45% approve, according to the Pew Research Center. Quinnipiac polling shows Hispanic voters favoring Republicans on the generic ballot, 46% to 42%.